As God looks at your life and my life, God takes what goes on with you in your life personal. Meaning, He's personally involved. He is personally looking after you. He is a personable God. God said, I did not create you for naught or for nothing. I created you for a purpose. You know what my purpose is, Brother Randy? My purpose is to be loved by God. And I have been given, and you have been given, the ability to love God back. Amen. Now, all other of creation can't do that. Well, you have freedom of choice. You can either choose to serve God or choose to serve the world. God still loves you. But without accepting His Son as Lord and Savior of your life, you cannot enter the gate of heaven, ever. You can't. There's no other name. Don't you let these people tell you there's some other way. Don't you let them convince you of that. And you school kids, those of you who are going to school, if your teacher tells you there is another way or they come up with that, you call your pastor. Your pastor will be there. Because you see, I have been called to preach the word of the Holy God. You have been called to preach and teach the word of the Holy God. It's not just me. When you said yes to Jesus, you got the stamp of God's love on your heart, on your life. Because God said, I'm going to deliver you into the world. God loves to deliver. God loves to deliver love to me and you. God loves it when I'm in the ditch of life. You ever been in the ditch of life? The rest of you lying. When you get down in that ditch of life, let me tell you something. And I cry out, God loves to hear me. Now, it bothers me that I'm down there again. It bothers me that I step too close to that ditch in life, and I, whatever reason, sometimes you just jump in it. Have you noticed? That's the way life is. You know, I know this is wrong, and as soon as you say it, you jump right in. That scared the fire out of my wife, me jumping around like that. But think of it. You get out in that ditch of life, 53 years, she's used to it. You get out in that ditch of life, let me tell you something. You know what I'm looking for? I am looking for one of you all. I'm looking for one of you all. I'm looking up from that ditch of life because, you see, I can't see Jesus. I can see you, and I know that you know Jesus. And if you're standing there, I know who sent you. Therefore, when you reach your hand down in that ditch of life and you grab a hold of my hand, you can feel the arm of Jesus giving you a hug. Because you reach down to get one of His children. Don't you see how important that is? Don't you dare ever see someone that has fallen by the wayside of life and you want to push them down a little further. Don't you get involved with that gossip stuff. I want you to remember, Jesus loves you just like you are. You know what He says? If there's any cleaning, and there's a lot of it, needs doing, Jesus said, I'll do it. Well, I guarantee you, when I am presented to God the Father by Jesus, my Lord, I'll be shining all over the place. He will polish me up. I'm presented as His very own son. Did you know that God says, Jesus lets us know and always reminds us that His Father in heaven loves you and me as much as He loves Jesus. Woo! You're loved. So if we have that much love, why would we not be ready and willing to give that much service? What's the service? Somebody's always wanting me to do something, preacher. Well, there's always something that needs to be doing. But service to God is presenting the story of Jesus. It's the good news. It's the gospel. Present the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to obey. To obey what? Now, to obey who? You got me? Jesus. As you grow, God will give you parents. And if those parents are acting right, those parents will have raised you on the Word of God. But many parents, now don't be so hard on them, many don't know the Word of God. You have to know the Word of God to give the Word of God. I remember asking that to my mother one day after I was called to preach many, many years ago. I was learning something at Southern at school, and as I had learned this, I remember going by her house, and I said, "Mom, how come nobody ever told me about this? Whatever it was, well, how come nobody ever told me about this?" And she said, "I didn't know what to tell you." So don't be so hard on others either. You have a heart of Christ. You know that Jesus understands me, and I can say this. Jesus understands me, and he's the only one that does. Now, your husband or your wife might say, "Darling, I understand you." And they start calling you darling, you know right then they don't understand you. "Darling, I understand you." No, but Jesus truly does. You see, Jesus knows your hurt, your pain. Let me tell you about this. Jesus is in that delivery business to the point that he sent his very own son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Huh. He delivered his own son for me, for you, for each one of us. That's love. You get that? How many of you could get ready to and willing to give one of your children for a world or somebody that hates them? You ready to give your child for a world that's going to mock him? Hang him on a cross, beat him, say all manner of evil against him. You're going to give your child into that? We will find a way not to. And we'll justify it. God said, "I give my son to you freely." And Jesus says, "No one can take my life, I lay it down for you willingly. I give it to you. I give it to you because I love you. I care for you. I'm concerned about you. I love you." How much more love could we receive than that? You know what he asked us to do? Love him back. Have you ever seen so many people fighting Christianity? It is the message of love. And so many people are fighting the message of love. Why? What are they afraid of? Are they afraid to love? Have we gotten to the point in this world to where you and I are afraid to love because our heart might be broken? Because the one that we extend that love to will not reciprocate? Maybe they don't know how to love. I've ran into that. People that just don't know how to love. Breaks my heart. Because you see, with that love that God gives you, He will train you in the art of love. Older women, teach the young women how to love their husbands. I can understand how hard that is. That's to be a class, wouldn't it? How to love their husbands. That's power in love. And God says, I have given you the power. When Camel said yes to Jesus, when Carter said yes to Jesus, when Aubrey said yes to Jesus, when all of us said yes to Jesus, we received the greatest of all power. We received the power of the Holy Spirit. We received the power of life. Hear me well. I know that I have a battle ahead of me on this cancer stuff. I know that. And I know I'm going to hear some of them say, we don't know. But I want you to hear your pastor say something. They haven't met me yet. Maybe they haven't met my Lord. But they're going to hear about Him when I get there. But you see, it ain't up to them. It's not up to COVID-19. It's not up to you or anyone else. I happen to belong to the hands of God because Jesus put me there. I'm in His. I know the great physician. Well, you know, that's nice to say. No, you listen to me. I know the great physician. I trust Him. It doesn't matter which doctor they get. If the Lord is not in it, folks, I'll fly away. If the Lord is in it, folks, I may still fly away, but I'll tell you this. This cancer will not have ever met a person that's more willing to fight it than the one you're looking at. And I will fight hell to live because of what Christ has done for me. I must be about my Father's business. And I don't have time for this foolishness. There are souls that need saving. There's a world that is broken. And all these young people, God's molding them. They're going to be going out into this world. They have a mission. God delivered Jesus to be my Savior. And I accepted Him. Romans 8:32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up on that cross. Oh, broke my heart when I first heard the story of Jesus on the cross. I want to know why nobody was doing anything. Of all these people who were His followers, why did they turn and run? What was going on? What was going on was the work of God. It had to be. That was the only way you and I would ever be found not guilty of sin. We're sinning people. We're broken. Some of us are really messed up. But we are broken. We are hurting. I know a Savior. And I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. But let me tell you, I got to take care of business right here on earth before I go. Still got work to do. Lord said so. to let us get about our Father's business, because now I have a Savior in Jesus. I recognize that Savior. I went public. I told everybody. I mean, you know, it was hard for an 8-year-old to tell people, you know, I've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. That was hard. Back in the day when I did it, it was real hard. Well, did he cry? Did he jump over a pew? You know, I was so excited about getting saved. I got to tell you all this. In the church that I was raised in, I'll tell you again. In the church that I was raised in, and what you find, and I accepted Christ there. I was baptized in the Green River, scared to death of the catfish. But in that church, you had to cry. Yes, if you weren't crying, then and obviously you hadn't got saved. Because Aunt Gertrude cried. Uncle John cried. So therefore, everybody gets saved. You've got to act that way. Cry. I came right up to the front pew, Brother Randy. And I remember one of my aunts came behind me. Patton, are you crying? I was so happy. You try crying when you're that happy. I was coming forward, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life to be baptized. They wouldn't let me get baptized years earlier because they said I was too young. They should have talked to the Lord about that. You know, he saves who he saves. You parents, watch yourself. The Lord touches them, you better back off. And so I'm sitting there, getting patted on the back, knowing that I got to cry, and I'm happy. So, Campbell, you'll love this. So all I did was I started rubbing my eyes, and I actually spit on my hands and put some tears up there. And she looked over at me and she said, he's crying, he's crying. And I was dying laughing because I was enjoying knowing that Jesus saves me and I was finally going to get to be baptized. I got to represent the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That was an honor. Not what man says, what God says. I enjoyed being able to say yes to Jesus and to show everyone. Adults, back off. You encourage, but don't you dare stand in the way. You know, Jesus was delivered by God the Father to be my mediator and your mediator. Don't tell me you don't need a mediator. We need a mediator when it comes to life. Because I want you to understand that when Jesus saved your soul, he didn't cease his salvation of you. I'm born again. I'm saved. I know Jesus, Lord and Savior. I'm heaven bound. Nothing's going to stop that. But every second of the day, I need that salvation touched. You're going to get in trouble in life. Amen. You're going to have ups and downs in life. Jesus is in the saving business. He's in the delivering business. And he says, you pray. And when you pray, I'll be there. Cry out to me. I'm there. And I learned. He's already here. Are you going to shout for Jesus? Well, I don't have to shout very loud. I might hurt his ears. He's right here with me. Don't we get it? Feeling the love of Jesus Christ is more important to your life, to your existence, than all the wealth you could ever earn. that's more important. That is your life. That is your peace. Trust Him because He's the mediator of 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Now, here's where you heard this term and you heard me fuss about it. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. When they said the man upstairs, I just backed off of that anymore. That's fine. I know what the scripture says, but it's talking about Jesus became human flesh, God incarnate, so that He could feel my pain, your pain. He could take on Himself every sin that we would ever commit, and that He would be able to mediate between God the Father and us. Because folks, I love you, but you're a mess. You love me, and you know I'm a mess. But you know what puts us together? That love. The love that Christ gives us. So Jesus is the mediator between me and God the Father. Lord, I know how He is, but He's mine. He's mine. How many parents have said that? But they're mine. They're mine. Folks, God our Father loves us so much that He gave everything. Can you imagine all the power of creation of the universe? He could have done anything to pull His Son off that cross. And He watched. Now, you think your heart hurts over a child or over a situation? You cannot imagine the heart of God, the Spirit, to where man has no control whatsoever, standing back. God is love, the ultimate love story of standing back and watching His only Son go through what He went through. Oh, but 3 days later, did that earth quake? Woo, did the rock split? Did the power of Almighty God come forth from a tomb? And He's looking good. The Son of God. Do you know that if you'd been the only one that had ever been born, He'd have come for you? He'd have done it just for you. Because we are His family. Oh, Satan had a family. The world has families. The church happens to be the offspring of Jesus Christ. I'm proud to be called Christian. It's not popular anymore, if you have noticed. Well, Jesus wasn't very popular either. Amen. Did you notice that, again, I remind you that everybody took off running? Don't you say you wouldn't do that. You don't know what you'll do. But I can tell you what you can do with the power of Almighty God within you. You can look any situation that comes your way right in the face and say, go ahead, do your best. Take your best shot. I'm the child of a king. I know where I'm going. I realize where I am. I know the power that controls me. I know the great I am. I know the love that God truly gives. The peace I don't understand. But the truth of the power of God is in his son's hands. Those hands have scars, holes made for me. He looked down and saw the need. And as he saw the need, and as he touched our hearts, the power of Jesus came within, and we were able to start the revival that God has called us to. The spirit, the soul inside. For inside that soul, my God abides forevermore. He will always be with you and touch you as only He can. He will heal you. He will take you to be with Him. It doesn't matter the best you can. The best you can is not good enough. What the Son of God did, now that was rough. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it because He says, I love you. My Father loves me. Therefore, where I am, you shall be also. Therefore, the peace that I bring to you is not the peace the world shall give. The peace I give you goes beyond whatever life, whatever hill, whatever valley you intend to trod, or the ditch you fall into. A Savior, Jesus, His Spirit is always there to welcome you up, to hold on to you, and with a love that only He can give, come, my child, come to me, for I am the reason you live. The peace I give is true. The peace I give is strong. And as long as my peace abides in you, I will never see a wrong. Because that love, and listen well, will keep all who believe from a place called hell. And as I talk and speak to your heart, listen. It's time to start. Lift up your hand and praise the Lord. Open your heart. Open the door. Let me come in. You want to win? With me, you will find no better friend. Trust in me. That's the power I give, because I'm your Lord. I am the one my Father did give. I'll stay with you through thick or thin, the hurt, the pain, when you think you can't win. I'll be there. I'll be with you. Because I love you so. And I promise you this, I'll never let you go. I will always be there to touch your heart when a loneliness comes in. Because I'm a God that loves you. I'm the Son that wants you to win. I am your Savior forevermore. There's no reason to have a greater joy. Lift that heart as I touch your life, because I promise you that through the strife, you can't do what I can do. You can't see what I see. But I promise you this, you're a winner because you believe. When you believe in who I am, you know the way in which to go. And I am the one that'll lead you on. I'm your Savior. I'll take you home. I'll love you. I'll squeeze you. I'll hold your hand. And I'll protect you from any man. I am your God. Take it to heart. That's the only place where you can truly start. Gosh. And all God's children said,
amen.
I'll never apologize for those, because God loves. He even loves me. He's my deliverer, Brother Allen, my deliverer. Listen to 2 Timothy. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Woo! Amen. Calm down, preacher. I get excited when I know the Spirit of God is among us and touching hearts. Listen well, my friends. For if our nation continues on the path it goes, you'll look for a preacher that'll preach his word. But the doors will be closed. The warning has been here time after time. Heed it. You know something, Brother Randy? God has always been. God has always been. And God delivers us from all these things of life which we see as mountains. They're not even molehills for God. We see them all as destroying us. God just shakes his head and wonders, where did our faith go? Oh, Peter, you're sinking again. Where's your faith? Why don't you believe? Well, Lord, I believe. It's just a trust thing that I got problems with. You know why? You're used to trusting people. I'm talking about God here. And all of this delivering is given to us for a purpose, so that you and I will honor God. God says, here it is. I've given you the best. What's not to honor? What's not to honor? And he says this. Here's how you honor God. And I'll get this from the Old Testament. Psalm 14, second part, and first part of verse 15. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Now, folks, they just don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, well, thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for life itself. I ask now, dear Lord God, as you touch our life, it will be that special touch that only you can give that will remind us, Father, of the joy of your salvation. Touch us now as we go out into the world this week. Let us be more than conquerors, Father, for we have Jesus in us. Give us the strength, give us the courage, give us the boldness. And Father, have mercy on our enemies. Father, I don't even know whether I ought to pray for cancer or not, but it sure is in trouble. And Lord, I do pray this. You guide each one of us in your direction. That way, we know we're going the right way. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. You remember, your pastor loves you. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you that. Some of you are a little shaky on that end, but if I didn't, I...